Hello and greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos
with Sister Amen.
What a day we had. We hope you had a glorious Sunday. We had a phenomenal day today for our edification audio. We're just going to talk about, we each have a scripture to share at the end, but we're each going to talk about, what are we going to talk about, Sister Amen?
How amazing our Father is.
Oh, incredible.
To open up doors for witnessing. Incredible, amazing, astounding.
We were at a Christian so-called music festival where they claimed there was 20 to 30,000 people, and it looked like it.
Oh, definitely.
And once again, I'm seeing this. I was telling a brother, Sister Amen sees it too. All this summer, a little bit last summer at the end, we're seeing a lot of young people that come and seek out the street preacher and listen and ask questions. And they don't mock. They don't laugh at our head covering, Sister Amen's head covering. They don't mock at my tunic. They listen and they ask questions and they confess that their people around them are worldly, their pastors, their moms, their dads. They said, we're worldly, but we don't have anybody to model. I'm amazed. And this was the same thing. We must have talked to, is this accurate, Sister Amen? We must have talked to today 75 seekers that were 25 and under that were asking us the truth of God and stood for hours and hours to listen to it. Is that true?
Oh, definitely, at least, yeah.
At least.
That doesn't count the quick conversations we had with people walking by that stopped, you know, for two,
Amen.
3 minutes and then kept going. So
we gave out over 200 gospel cards, and that was to people that just wanted them and were talking to us. We didn't hand them out in mass. So we thought we would just talk about some of them and go over them to edify you. One brother was really edified. First of all, Sister Amen and I, look at, I can't even talk. We're not spring chickens anymore, as they say. I'm over 60. Oh. She's about 55. We stood out today. This is to the glory of God and His Spirit. We stood out today and preached for 13 hours in 100-degree heat. We were not in shade, but maybe 20 minutes of that at the most.
Right.
And God gave me my voice. It's a little sore, but it went all day long. I just talked to a brother on the phone for about an hour and a half, so my voice actually hurts more from that.
Yeah.
All day long, 13 hours.
And you know what? How did I feel this morning?
You were not feeling good this morning.
I thought, yeah, I was struggling tremendously. But you know what? On the inside, sisters, I knew the Lord was going to rise me up and over it.
And it did.
And He does it every time.
So we got there. We got a great parking space really early. It was going to be this worldly Christian music festival. We walked in the gate, and it's a free event open to everybody. Instantly, 5 seconds in, 5 security guards on me. Tell me, you got to leave. You can't be here. We got this whole thing ticket registered off. And I said, I don't believe that. And they were trying to, they had their hand on me. They're like, no, you got to leave. I said, no, sir. This is a free speech sidewalk. I said, call a law officer. And if he says that I have no free speech rights here because you permitted it off, I'll leave. If he doesn't, I'm staying and preaching. Well, they instantly called the police. And the police must have told him, no, it's a free speech sidewalk. And he's absolutely fine and legal. So we preached the whole day. The security main guy called his other security guards and said, leave him alone. Then the founder of this group came and lied and said, they didn't say they were going to throw you out. And I said, I got it on audio. They just wanted to pray with you. He was a false man. And we just saw, first we'll talk about the downside. We saw massive heresy, massive carnality, massive harlotry, massive false gospels, mockery, hating of God's people from people that claim Christ.
Oh, I know.
I got spit on today. People will throw things at you. They called the police on us. One business owner was upset. We had people in front of his, not in front of his business, talking on a sidewalk. He called the police. The police showed up and said, you're fine. Just don't block the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And we weren't. So that was kind of the negative thing. We had to endure a lot of that. A lot of mockers. But we had over and over. It was like a street preacher's dream. At any given point, I had 20 teenagers or 25 and unders gathered around me listening to me preach. Sister Amen had the same thing. Groups of 8 and 10 people stand around listening to her explain our ministry and the gospel, mostly to women. Then when the men were there, she'd say, go talk to my husband. And I'm telling you, they just listened and listened and listened. So we'll tell you about a few ones that just come to mind just to edify you today. And I think it will edify you. Sister Armin, which ones come to your mind today?
Well, I wanted to say, just kind of show how the flow went. We'd be like standing there talking to somebody, one of us would. And then Brother Tupos would probably take over because it was a lot of men that would come up and talk.
Right.
And then I would turn and walk away a little ways, and somebody would come up to me, and I'd be talking to him, and if it was a man, Brother Tupos would finish, and then walk over there, and they would begin talking, and then I would turn around, and this happened, you know, I'd be talking for 5, 6, 7
over
minutes,
over and over
maybe,
for 13 hours.
And then he would come in and take over, and yeah, men, women, young ones, yeah, some were a little bit older, but most of them were young. It was just incredible. It was like nonstop.
Nonstop.
It was awesome, so praise God, all to his glory.
Yeah.
And I guess the main one that I would think, I don't know, it's hard, but the main one I would think stands out is a young woman that was with her family. And they stood there, the mother and two daughters and a son. And they stopped by Brother Tupos. I ran back to the van to get some more drinks, and I was coming back, and he was witnessing to them.
Can I set that one up?
They got a lot of truth, and then, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and let me just tell you, they were walking by, and the mom and the younger sister and the brother were going to leave, and this young girl stopped. She was like 18 or 20. Young woman stopped. She looked at me, and I'm preaching, and she put her hand out for a gospel card, and then she wouldn't move, and her whole family came back, and they stood there for an hour, and I got to witness to them, and the mom and the young son and the other daughter, and they were all listening intently. And this story doesn't end there, but go on, Sister Armin.
Right. I had some time on the side with her there to give her some more truth and explain things a little bit deeper, you know, because it kept going, you know, different, somebody would say something and the conversation would kind of flow around. So her and I had a little time there. And then
she was soaking it up.
Was it when we were walking back through, you stopped to talk to the dad?
Oh, we're walking back through and I saw the mom and I said, this must be the mister, man with a beard, about 50 years old. I said, can I talk to you? And he said, yeah. I sat there and kneeled by him in front of all of the crowd with the music going on. Talked to him for about, what, another 45 minutes?
Yeah, something.
And this man was a Lutheran, and I could see the Holy Spirit convicting him in his eyes. He looked like he was almost going to tear up a couple times. His two daughters were leaning forward, listening, 18-year-old girls listening. I hugged him. I said, I want to know if I can help you. Email me, we'll Bible study, I'll show you why your church is false, why this is worldly, this is carnal. He thanked me. We leave, we go, I'm preaching to a whole bunch of other teenagers. Who shows up, Sister Armin?
The two young women and their dad, along with some other people, and they stood there for the longest time listening. She asked a lot of questions, and then her and I, she asked me if she could talk to me about things for women, and her and I talked for well over an hour.
Again,
she had her Bible with her, and I was walking her through the scriptures. I said, hey, open it up to this. She was like, she eager.
Loved it.
She was eager, and it was like, it was phenomenal. And when her and I were done talking, her sister and another friend came over.
Her cousin.
Oh, okay. So I got to witness to them and share a bunch of truth. And I don't know. I told them all, I said, you know, you're such a gift and a blessing to me. Because I told them when we first started in our ministry, it was usually older people, and all the younger people were dark.
Yeah.
It seemed like they were very dark. Now, all of a sudden, it seems like the younger people. And I said, it brings me great joy knowing that the younger generation is not dark.
Yeah.
That there's hope moving up
there's
through
the generations.
There's hope in some of them. You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got a lot of truth.
That older man, he was so contrite and listening to the Word of God, and then I had other teenagers there. And then while he's there, I want to talk about a young man named Michael. He walked up, worldly dressing, looking young man, but very conservative, but worldly. And turns out he's a Pentecostal. And I thought, I didn't know, but I thought he looks like he could be a mocker. He was kind of animated. He turned out to be such a blessing. And he listened, asked tons of questions. He went away, went and found his brother, came back another hour, went away again, said, I'm coming back. He asked me if I will meet with his dad, who's the pastor. And I said, oh, I don't know how that will go, but I will. He goes, he left, he came back. He goes, my dad wants to meet with you. He said he wants to talk to you. And if you can show him our sin, we're going to repent. We're going to get it right. He just started street preaching. He's all excited. Guess who texted me at almost 1 a.m. today? Young Michael texted me and asked if I'd meet with his dad tomorrow to go over the gospel and all the oracles of God. So That was a huge blessing, a young man. We gave each other many hugs. He's like, I'm so glad I met you. He was so excited about the things of God. He was asking me questions, and I would give him the answer. He's like, oh, I never thought of that. That's really good. That's awesome. And then just youth after youth after youth, another man, about 35, he just went through a divorce not long ago. He looked like his world was ripped apart. He looked sad. He looked beaten and worn down. And he said, the church systems just don't have anything for me. He said, they're worldly and carnal. I said, what are you doing here? He said, I thought I'd come to see if it was different. He goes, I see it. He goes, it's fleshly, it's sinful. And so I got to lift him up, encourage him that Christ can put away his past. He had a rough divorce with two children. He got encouragement to come and Bible study. He hugged me. That was an awesome one. I could see him really, really moved in his spirit. I could see the Holy Spirit today convicting people.
I
could literally see them being contrite, like the Holy Spirit convicting them. And they go, yeah, that's right. We can't do that. We got to stop doing that. And speaking of conviction, the woman with the three children that you met, we met going in, and what happened?
Oh, yeah. Brother Tupo said something to her as we were walking by and shared the gospel with her. And then I ended up talking to her, giving her some more truth.
For quite a while.
For quite a while. And she said, I'm listening. I'm hearing you. She said, I want what's right. And we talked for a little bit longer, and she went in there, and she ended up finding Brother Tupos, and she left.
I'm out there preaching, and she says, preacher, preacher. I turn around. She goes, you and your wife are so right about this place. She said, it's feeding my flesh. I'm going crazy in my flesh with the worldly carnal music. She said, we're leaving. We're out of here. She goes, I'll be on your website looking it up. Thank you. She took her two young ones that waved at me, and she left.
Yep.
What joy.
Oh, yeah.
And what victory.
Oh, yeah.
While there's 20,000 people there sitting listening to that carnal swill.
At least, yeah.
And by the way, I heard the gospel presentation from the man running this. Here was the gospel he gave saints. Tell Jesus you believe in him. And if you want to be a friend of God, tell him you feel bad about your sin. And just say this prayer like I'm telling you, and you'll go to heaven and have eternal life. And every single young person I talked to, when I explained that gospel to them, they said, that's not right. They said, that's easy believism. That's not right. That's wrong. So from the gospel to them playing their demonic, satanic, skillet, heavy metal music, all of it was sinful. They're selling the things of God. Three other young men came up to me and said, I came here and I saw the sin and the carnality, and I was thinking of leaving and I shouldn't stay. They said, we saw you and your wife preaching. We saw you standing against all the mockers. We saw you continuing. And he said, that's my confirmation. This is not of God. I saw those people treated you that are Christians. He said, we're leaving. He left. Another guy left. Another guy left. So I was like, wow, this is awesome.
I ran into a few that were leaving. Yeah.
This is awesome that so many people were seeing. I didn't tell you about the Indian man, older man. He came up to me and he goes, what are you about? And I preached the gospel to him. He goes, that sounds right. I said, what about the show? He goes, it's worldly, it's carnal, it's fleshly, it's not of God. And I said, say that again on audio for me. And he did. He goes, it's worldly, it's carnal, it's fleshly, it's not of God. He goes, this is not of God. He goes, you're right. And I preached a bunch of truth to him. He goes, I need to go on your website and look. He goes, I'm seeking truth. He's a Baptist. He said, I'm seeking truth. I need more truth, he said. I said, well, that's why we're here. Anything else that's drama? I mean, there was so many.
Oh, I know. I'm thinking of one here. I was down on one end, and I was preaching the gospel to people and warning them about man-made religion and all the things that we go through here. And a man stopped, asked me a few questions, and I could tell that he was going to be one of those that kind of pushed back. And so I didn't go too far with him, and all of a sudden there was more people stopping, more people stopping. There must have been about 30 people around. And so I zeroed in on some of the women and started talking to them, and there was a bunch of mockers in there, and I kind of ignored them. Finally, I was like, you know what? Tell you what, everybody. I'm going to offer you all a gospel card, and if you want one, you can take it. I'll be happy to talk to anybody who's serious about this. Nobody wanted one, and all of a sudden, a young man pushed his way through, and he said, I want one of them. So I gave him one. I ended up giving away three or four, and a woman came over who was mocking. She goes, you know what? You did kind of intrigue me. I'll take one of them, and I want to see what that's about.
Nice.
So I thought that was pretty awesome. And the guy that stopped to cause the issues, which he didn't seem like it at first, he kind of stopped and stopped a bunch of other people and brought them right in there. Yeah. So it was pretty awesome.
You met a young man on the hiking trail that wasn't even part of the show.
Oh, I know.
Young man named John. He said, I don't go to a church. Oh. I'm a Christian. He got encouraged. He said he'd love to Bible study with us. We'll see if we hear from him. And he said, I know you're right. The church isn't right. He said, I'm not part of this. He said, I'm leaving this. He was on the trail. He goes, I can't listen to this.
He made me smile because
he was so excited.
He told me, he goes, I got baptized in this church. Then I left and I got baptized in this church and I left on it. I said, so you've been hopping around like seven times.
Seven baptisms. And he said every one of them were false churches.
Right. And so I talked to him for several minutes, and I was like, once I found out that he was like not associated with anybody or anything and he wanted to hear truth, I was like, would you like to talk to my husband? Because Brother Tupos had just finished talking to somebody. He said, yeah, yeah. I said, let's go over there. So I brought him right over to you, and wow, it was, that one makes me laugh because he was like really excited, yeah. Wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there was any given time I had 20 or 30 teenagers stand around. Listen, you'll see it on the videos when we post it. Tons of audios. We played some of the video. We videoed some of their wicked heavy metal music just to show you the contrast of what God says is biblical versus what these flesh farms offer up. But it was absolutely the best day we ever had street preaching from the standpoint of talking to seekers who lined up to hear truth. Young men were telling me, that seems right. Broke my heart. One young man, 14, he said, I want to be holy and godly. He said, none of the men in my life are holy and godly, and I'm modeling them. And he said, we're all worldly. And I said, you got to come out of that. He goes, I don't think my parents will let me stop. I said, you got to follow Jesus no matter what. Tell your parents, lock me in my room. I'm not going to stop. I'm following Jesus. I'm going to obey him. He said, I got to study more. He said, there are bad examples on me. They're sweeping me away. He said, I don't want this. His parents bought him tickets to go to this. He said, I don't even want to be here.
Yeah, you know, I ran into several of them that way because I'd be sharing truth and men would be coming by and stopping and roping them in for you to give them more truth and stuff. But I was able to witness to a lot of them. And they're saying the same thing, so praise God for that.
Yeah, so it was awesome. It was probably our best day street preaching, meaning that listeners and young people, I believe that the Spirit is moving. I believe we're approaching the last days. I was telling a brother, I believe God, for the most part, I did talk to him, that 50-year-old man, couple men, but in general, have we not seen that God has like turned over the 35 and 45 and 50-year-olds, and the old people, they're the worst. Some of these old people are the most wicked people, 70 and 80 year old people. They're wicked.
Oh,
no heart for holiness.
Evil. Yeah.
And the teenagers and the 25s and under, we can see it, are hungry. They said, we've never heard such preaching. We didn't even know this existed. One young man said to me, I didn't even know there was people like you around. He said, you're like out of the Bible. And I said, who are we supposed
to? That's a novel idea.
He said, who are we supposed to? I said, who are we supposed to be like? He said, out of the Bible.
Yeah.
He said, this seems right. Two young men, 14. They looked like they were 18. 14. He said to me, preacher, he said, I don't think my parents will let me stop going to church, but he said, I don't want to be called a Lutheran no more. What do I call myself? And I said, how about a Christ follower? He goes, that sounds right. He goes, that's what I want to do. I want to follow Jesus, not man-made religion. He tapped his buddy on the shoulder. He said, that's what we should be. Christ followers, follow Jesus and obey God. And I'm just sitting there going, am I in street preacher heaven or what? This was incredible.
I know.
So it was an awesome day.
Yeah.
We're poured out. We could go again right now if we had to.
Oh, yeah.
But
I still have a whole bunch of voice left. Yeah,
13 hours in 100 degree heat.
Yeah.
And we're old. And God, to his glory, gave us the power. So while what I want to encourage you about, you'll hear a bunch of videos and audios when we put our post up. Go out and do what God's called you to do. He will rise you up in the Spirit. He'll give you what you need physically, spiritually, scripturally. Trust in the Father. He's a good Father. Go forth and do. Preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey. Go forth and live holy. And God, if you're bold and drawing near to him, he will never, has he ever let us down, sister?
No. And, you know, I was thinking about that today. You know, with so many people and so much witnessing, and you know, one after the other, after the other, after the other, it's like you just turn around and there's another one. And it's interesting because oftentimes you're just repeating the same things, maybe in a different way.
Yeah.
A
different or different
order.
Topics.
Yeah, and some topics or whatever. But you never get tired of doing it.
No.
You know, you do it for that many hours straight and you turn around, it's like, I don't want to go. Is there anybody else?
Yeah.
You know,
and the spirit, the
God
spirit
gives that to you.
The spirit lifts you up, and when it's all done, it's like he sets you back down, and all of a sudden your flesh goes, how did I do that?
Oh, I know.
And during that, it felt like we were there an hour.
Yeah, it just literally time just means nothing.
Yeah, so I think God has turned over the older generations. I think the young people are hungry for righteousness and truth. And we just want to be a light to them, and they can go to our website, they can email us. But guess what? If we never hear from these people, we poured the oracles of God in them, and they are changed,
right. And
they can open the Bible, and they have been pointed in the right direction, and they can see what's sin and what's righteousness, and they can strive. They don't need us. They need the Holy Spirit. We'd love to help them. But it's so awesome that God used us. We're just imperfect tools, and God put us in a place. We had to withstand the mockers and the security guards. And somebody said to me, why do you do this? And I said, did you see me talking to 20 teenagers? They said, yeah. I said, they were all seeking truth. That's why I do it. And they're like, I get it. You're not here for trying to change the mockers. You're here for the seekers, just like Jesus was. And I said, that's right. If you'll seek him, that's who we're looking for.
Amen. And, you know, as you're saying that, I just thought of one that kind of shocked me. One of the security guards, which was maybe in his 50s, maybe 40s or whatever, he walked by and he smiled, he nodded, he said, kind of leaned over and said, as he's walking by, thank you for being here. I said, would you like a gospel card? He goes, no, I'm good. But he was like looking kind of strange. He goes, I really want to thank you for being here. And he had one of these looks about him like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, what am I doing here?
Yeah, they get volunteers and stuff.
Yep.
And these people, they don't even realize what's going on. We witnessed to a couple of them that were volunteers.
Yeah.
Or several of them, actually.
They didn't know any of the false gospel, the worldliness, the carnality.
They're just there. And
they think they're doing God's service.
Yeah, and many of them said it's entertainment. You know, they knew it wasn't of God and stuff. And they're like, a lot of people saw. They saw it. I was asking a lot of people, I'm like, is this something Jesus and the disciples would do? This is worldly carnal.
Everybody said no.
That headbanging music is what I used to listen to in the bar when I was getting drunk. And they're like, yeah, you got a point.
Yep, and the young men told me, they said, we know this isn't worship. They said, this is entertainment.
Yeah.
And they were standing there listening to me preach rather than watching the entertainment.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty amazing that people are there for the entertainment, but yet they're listening to the Word of God.
Yep.
It's refreshing to stand there and look at people soaking up the Word of God.
Oh, it's awesome.
We don't know what they do with it, but it's just a beautiful thing, and it glorifies God. And we hope it encourages you listening.
Yep.
Because it is a dark world, and you may not be able to see a lot of that in your own world.
Right.
And so we'd like to share that with you.
Wait till you see the videos. Oceans of people walking right through it, witnessing. I'm thinking of another young man. You singled out, gave him a gospel card, 16 years old.
Yeah.
He said, I just became a Christian. I think I'm just born again. I said, where do you go to church? He goes, I don't have a church. I said, awesome. Get in the Word. Figure out who Christ is biblically and who you need to be and get all your foundation built. And I said, we're here to help you. He was so thankful. He said, I'm not staying here. I'm leaving. He starts walking away. A man that was eavesdropping and was like a mocker followed him. And I watched and I thought, are they together? And the guy tapped him on the shoulder and started basically undoing what I was telling this young man about truth. I walked right up and I said, what's going on over here? Are you with this man? And the young guy goes, no. I said, what's going on? The young man looks at me, he goes, I think he's a worker of Satan trying to undo all the truth you told me.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at the man, I said, are you a worker of Satan? His face was quivering. I said, why are you quivering? Are you afraid? He goes, well, I got to stand here and face you. I said, what am I threatening? I said, open the Bible. Let's talk truth. Oh, you're twisting the Bible. I said, give me one place I'm twisting the Bible. He couldn't. I pulled out my Hebrews 4 sword, sliced him up with the Word of God. Good. This young man watched it. I made sure the young man hugged me. He said, I'm going on my way. He said, I'm going to be emailing you. I made sure he left and made on his way. I stood there with that man and I turned and looked at him. And that mocker man looked at me and he said, have a nice day. And I said, why would you say that to me? He said, you were just mocking. He goes, maybe I need to read my Bible more. Maybe I'm not ready to do this. And I said, maybe you're not. I said, you need to go away and study the scriptures. My website will help you. He goes, have a good day. And he walked away. So he was humbled by the Word of God. And that happened several times. One man came up and listened with the teenagers, stepped in the middle and said, I'm being divisive. We should all just get along. I had another young man read Matthew 10, where Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword to divide out my people. That shut that guy up. He came back later and listened for 2 hours and just kept chiming in about the stuff I was saying was right. He ended up giving me a hug. So the word of God softened him up to see his need, and he was humble enough to admit it, and then he stood there and he got a lot of truth.
Yeah, as you're talking about that, I was thinking about how seeds were falling on fertile ground. I had many opportunities to witness to, like, the young ones, and one that I was thinking about was a young man who came over to try to invite me to his church. I was just looking and making a video about these uncovered women in the prayer tent.
Oh, yeah.
About God's word. And he came walking over, and he was like, I think he was 16 or something, 17 or whatever. He was young. Maybe he was a little bit younger. But anyway, he was, like, listening. And I was explaining to him that they're not teaching him how to test because he was there.
Right.
And I walked through the gospel, and he didn't even know what born again was. And I said, they're not teaching you that. Well, all of a sudden, one of the women came over, and you know what I was thinking about? I saw this over and over and over again today. Seeds falling on fertile ground, and Satan sends a worker to snatch people away.
Yep.
We saw that time and time again.
Saw a lot of that.
And a lot of the women that I got a chance to witness one-on-one for a long time with, I warned them about that. How Satan's going to use his workers to try to pull those seeds away from them.
They have to stay rooted in the word. So, you know, we would love to scoop all these people up and take them with us and move them along in the gospel. We know we can't. They have to come. They have to stand strong. They have to repent. Our hands are clean of that. They all have our website and our contact info. And if any of them want to reach out, they will. That young man already did. If none of them do, our hands are clean. Guess what, Sister Amin? We got a plan and move down the road to preach more, to glorify God. That's our number one goal. And then to reach sheep. But think about it. These 14-year-olds, if I live another 20, if I got 30 years, I'm going to be 90. I ain't going to make it that long, I don't think.
Yeah.
20 years, I'll be 80. When those young men are 35, I'll be dead in the ground.
Yeah.
And they may remember the street preacher that told them to turn and repent and follow Christ. And they may go forth and they may be serving Christ because God used us to tell them truth. I take great pleasure in that.
I do too. Praise God, all to his glory.
Yeah.
To be able to just share his truth. You know, after these preaches, I often remember how wicked I was. And I just cannot fathom God allowing both of us.
Yeah.
We were so
wicked. We were
wicked,
both there.
Allowing us to handle that precious truth in these souls. These are people's souls. And to be able to take that truth and rightfully give it to them.
And he puts us right in front of them.
Yeah. I don't know. It's astounding to
me. It's an awesome responsibility we bear. And it's humbling. And I was telling people today, this is not about you have to obey God. This is not about you got to cover your head. This is not about you got to come out of churchianity.
Yeah.
I said, this is a heart issue. Don't you love God so much because he's forgiven you and will make you a new heart and he's so worthy? And they were like, that's a good point. They're like, we don't think enough about that. All they think is rules, rules, rules. They don't think I should do everything for my Savior.
Right.
And that has to come from their heart because they're born of God.
Right, and I was going to say, the last couple so-called Christian music events we went to, my sign had the music event on there and the list of sins on it, and this time I didn't want to take that. Both Brother Tupos and I focused on the gospel and man-made religion.
And the wrath of God that's coming.
Yep, and it saved a lot of debating back and forth about the particular event.
Yeah.
So people would say, why are you standing against this? And I would say, you know, quickly, Romans 8:8, you can't please God in the flesh. It's fleshly, worldly, carnal, pride, vanity. But more so than that, I went right to the gospel.
Yep.
And told them they preach
and the fruit of your life.
Gospel.
And why are you here?
Yep. Man-made religion and all of that. So it was like a very brief amount on the particular event itself.
Right.
And all right where it should be, the gospel and everything else.
And the mantra over and over is if the gospel you believe in your church teaches doesn't call you out of the world to holiness, it's a false gospel.
Right.
Like the one that false teacher got up for 30 seconds. See, Satan is deceiving people, telling you can just live your own life the way you want, say a prayer in 30 seconds, you're going to heaven. That is a damnable doctrine of demons, and we stand against it. And everybody I talked to today admitted, if that's the gospel he preached, I said, I got it audio recorded. It's going to be on the testing.
Yeah.
They said, that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, you got to lose your life, one young man said.
Yeah, I was going to say, the young people knew what the gospel was.
The young people know that you got to do and lose your life.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So we poured that all out, and we just hope that edifies you. And We'll be getting the audio and the video up. I may have a meeting with a pastor tomorrow. This is awesome.
You know what? I'm going to literally pinch you if that happens.
This young guy was so excited to meet me, and I said, I'm just a preacher. He's like, wow. He's like, I'm street preaching. I got to learn so much. You got to help me. And he goes, if my church is unbiblical, I want to get it biblical so I can stay there. And I said, will you leave it if they're unbiblical and they won't change? He goes, I will. He goes, I'll leave it.
Yep.
And he's ready to serve God. He's all excited. He's texting me at 1 in the morning. Thank you, Father.
Yeah,
for this glorious day. Sister Amma, do you have a scripture that you want to share with us?
I wanted to share. My phone won't turn on. Okay, I'll let you just do yours. My phone won't turn on.
You wanted John 8.
My phone is off.
That's all right. Let me get it for you. Hold on.
Okay.
I got your back here.
All right.
I know what the one you were going to look because we talked about it.
I put them in my notes, and I disappeared. Don't know. My phone, for some reason, got turned off. I might have bumped it or something.
Yep.
And
you're going to talk about
there was
John 8.
I wanted, and then one in John 10.
Oh, yep, and one in John 10. Right about verse 40, verse 39. Right there, verse 42, 43, 44.
Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it.
What a contrast from all the young seekers
that
we saw. Then go to John 10. I know you wanted to read John 10.
So
all of the young men were listening and young women were listening, had prothumia, Acts 17, readiness of mind to hear. And yet all these older people and seniors were mocking, laughing, acting goofy and silly. And the young people are hungering for people. They said, we've never heard such preaching. We never heard this stuff. Nobody's a good example to us. And they were hunger for the things of God.
Right. And so we see the one, and now we'll see the other contrast. John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I don't know if these young people were sheep, but they certainly were being moved by the Holy Spirit. And I hope someday they hear his voice and follow.
Oh, amen. And you know what? I told brother, all those people, we know not all of them are going to come. We know maybe none of them will come, but guess what? Those are seeds planted, and who knows, years down the road, I got truth, and that came to fruition years down the road. Not godly men in my life, but I got truth through the Bible, I got truth through this or that. I got truth that it came to fruition, I remembered it. Man, I poured, and you poured so much truth in people today, that it's his word, Sister Amen, never goes out void. Always does what it's always does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome to think about?
That is. That's amazing. That's the power of the word. I got to go over that with that young woman today.
Yeah.
We went in through so many scriptures, and I even took her to John 1.
I've never seen, I got to be honest with you, I've never seen in my time preaching a young woman, 20 years old, she's a college student at a Bible college, I've never seen a young woman so moved by the word of God. She was like leaning forward. She's holding her Bible. She's asking questions. She's listening. I've never seen, the Holy Spirit was just drawing her. And she was soaking up every bit she could get.
Right. She even said she's willing to lose all for the Lord. I told her to examine her heart. I said, you may even lose your fiance. She said she would be willing for
that. Yep, she's getting ready to get married. And if he's not where she is, she may not, who knows, she may not get married. And she may say, I need to be all in for Christ.
Yep, I warned her. I said, you take time and get your life in order with the Lord first.
Amen.
And then see what you would have after
that. Yeah, amen,
amen. Anyway,
So the Holy Spirit was really moving, I believe. And it made me think of what Peter said about what will be like in the last days. And this is in Acts 2, when the Pentecost, when the Spirit fell. 16 through 20. But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass that in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I shall show wonders in the heaven and in earth, signs in the earth and beneath, blood, fire, and vapor, and smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. That's talking about the tribulation right in the last days. But I wanted to read that verse because I really feel like the Holy Spirit is giving these young people an opportunity. I believe he may be calling his remnant together all over the world. And we believers really need to see. We may be moving into those last times, those last days. And Jesus said, work while it's day. No man can work while it's night. So that's why we're just laboring. We see the Holy Spirit moving. He's blessing our ministry, not because we're good and awesome and good at what we do. God says if you're faithful, he will give you more. And if you're faithful a little, he will give you much. And we've been laboring for a lot, long, many years. And God just keeps giving us more. Does he not, Sister Armin?
He does. It's pretty amazing. I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
But he has an unspeakable gift.
Yeah. Amen. So we're going to get ready, and maybe I got a pastor meeting tomorrow, and we're going to get ready, and we're going to go down the road, and we're going to preach at another place, and we're going to do more gospel sign holding, and we're just going to move on from this and know what a work God did. And whatever happens, it's between the Holy Spirit and them and the Word now. And if they don't reach out, we're going down the road. We did our work. God used us. He was glorified. People heard the call. The invite to come into the marriage supper of the Lamb was there. And I feel like God moved in such a way. I just have so much joy in my heart tonight.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking how wonderful and loving and gracious and merciful he is. Because all the truth that these young people got, and many of them were seeking, like before, you know, wondering and looking and kind of migrating to more holiness and pulling out from the world and stuff, many that I talked to. And I thought, how wonderful that God can take us two old tents. And
yep.
He redeemed us and put us to work, right, to do there. Good works and to bless these young people with the truth, like the most precious gift in the world.
Yeah, we're very thankful to the Father that he's given us the chance to do this, and we're not worthy of it, but we try to be tools and vessels to him, and we're here for all of you to help you and edify you. That's why we pour out at our website. And so down the road we're going to go, Sister Amy.
Amen.
And we're going to, I think we'll put up a little one of our videos today at the top of the page, our street preach from this, and then we'll post this audio. And so let us know how we can help you in the faith. Down the gospel road we go, Sister Amin.
Amen. Praise God. I'm ready.
Let's get some rest, and who knows what the Lord's going to bring in our lives tomorrow.
It is today, tomorrow already.
It is today. It's like 1:30.
Yeah. It's tomorrow today already.
Tomorrow today. I'm ready for another day.
We do it all the time.
Amen.
God just keeps giving us what we need.
I hope you were edified by that hearing. I know a lot of times you hear about all the mocking, all the police, all the hassles. Yeah, we got that today. I got spit on today. I get it. We get all that stuff. All of this glorious preaching and all the glorious gospel going out and all the good news and all the warnings of sin. Our Father was glorified so much, and we're just thankful to have been part of it. So love you all. Let us know if we can help you in the faith. Till next time, the Lord lets you let us come to you once again. What do we always say, Sister Amy?
We say, may God be praised. And we mean it. Even though we keep saying it, we mean it.
We mean it with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
We do.
We love you all. Till next time, go out and seek the kingdom of Christ.
Amen.